KYUK has a mission to educate and inform the general public of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. So that's who we serve, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. And to give them reliable information, we need to be trustworthy. And to be trustworthy, our audience needs to see that our newsroom is independent. So the news department creates its work separate from any political or financial interest of any individual or group. That includes any person at KYUK or associated with KYUK. So to maintain that separation, KYUK has a written several rules of codes of conduct saying what employees can and cannot do with news staff. And this is all meant to empower the news team, prevent any opportunities for undue influence, and to guard against any perception of any undue influence. So let me give you an example. At KYUK, editorial decision-making rests with the news director, not myself, not the general manager. So no one, including myself, and it's in our code, should be attempting to influence the KYUK news based on any other consideration other than what's best for the general public. So to go a little bit beyond that now, we've crafted a code of conduct for employees who are elected officials or running for political office. And it's pretty simple, really. Some of these rules include things like the employee should not enter the newsroom without the invitation of the news staff, or the employee should not be discussing political issues with news staff during normal conversation at the workplace. Basically, these procedures, these codes of conduct, help to ensure that KYUK Newsroom can continue to be independent and can continue to make editorial decisions with only the general public's best interest in mind.